Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech using a voice cloned from the author. You probably read the nutrition labels on food, but can you actually make sense of the numbers printed on a bottle of mineral water? A lot of people ask me about Rosbacher. What do all those figures for sodium, calcium, magnesium, and bicarbonate actually mean? Honestly, before I started working with this brand, I thought water was just water. I never looked at the label. It took me 3 months of going through SGS testing reports before I finally learned to read this language. I break it down into four groups. Physical parameters are the water's output profile. TDS alone tells you what weight class you are dealing with. Most convenience store waters in Taiwan fall between 100 and 300. But Roma Brunnen comes in at over 4,900. You can actually feel how much heavier it is than you'd expect. Cations are the water's personality. And here is the indicator I find most critical, the calcium to magnesium ratio. The body needs magnesium in order to absorb calcium properly. The ideal ratio is 2:1. So the next time you see a water marketing itself as high calcium, flip the bottle and check the magnesium. Too little magnesium, and your calcium absorption takes a significant hit. Anions tell you about balance, and trace elements are the water's one-of-a-kind geological fingerprint. What I really want to say is this. That table on the bottle isn't a nutrition label. It's a geological timestamp. Calcium at 233 milligrams per liter, lithium at 1.1. Behind those numbers are tens of thousands of years of tectonic movement and rock weathering. They are a gift drawn up from 287 meters below the surface. Next time you're standing in a supermarket, turn the bottle around and take a look. Ask yourself, what did that particular piece of earth send to you this time?